Mumbai's been in the spotlight this week since the film Slumdog Millionaire won big at the Oscars Sunday night. And the winner of the Oscar for short documentary, Smile Pinky, also took place in India. Even before the awards were announced, charities and to some extent the filmmakers themselves have been working to turn the buzz into dollars and deeds to help children in India and beyond. The World's Jeb Sharp has the story.
There's no denying the impact of this feel-good story about a young boy who grows up in the slums of Mumbai and makes it big on a game show.
The real challenge here is to take a feel-good story and make it into a do-good story.
Jim Hickman is with the Institute for One World Health in San Francisco.
There are times where pop culture and politics intersect, and good can come out of it. And I think Slumdog Millionaire is another one of those opportunities on a global level.
Hickman's nonprofit develops pharmaceuticals for neglected diseases in the developing world. The group has jumped on the Oscar bandwagon with a full-page ad in Monday's New York Times, playing off the game show motif in Slumdog Millionaire, and the line in the movie, "It is written."
"It is written" is the fourth answer in a question that opens up the film, asking whether or not the character is winning a contest because he's cheating, or his life experience has taught him many valuable lessons, or it is written. That is, it's his destiny.
And of course, the message of One World Health is that it is not written that millions of people die from treatable diseases each year. Likewise, the UK-based Save the Children says it's been feeling the effect of Slumdog Millionaire's success. The group's PR manager, Kate Redman, says it's all about bringing tough issues like poverty alive.
It's bringing it straight into the cinema screen and you know, without using, you know, the wrong word, but to kind of sexify an issue and glamorize it so that people can really imagine it and sort of really suddenly see what it must be like. And I think personifying it as well, so you have strong characters that are talking to you from the cinema screen rather than it being constantly a development issue in the foreign pages of a newspaper.
Redman says it's way too early to tell how much the success of Slumdog will affect groups like Save the Children in terms of money or interest or projects, but she hopes the trend of movie making about these issues continues.
I'm sure it'll be the first of many. And, you know, from our point of view, there are many issues, child witches, mining, slavery, trafficking, you know, all of these would make fantastic films just because they're incredible phenomena that shouldn't be existing still today.
Filmmaker Megan Mylan couldn't agree more. She created this year's Oscar-winning documentary short, Smile Pinky. It's about a little Indian girl with a cleft palate who undergoes the relatively cheap, simple surgery that transforms her life. Mylan's very clear about the need to capitalize on the Oscar moment.
It's an incredible amount of exposure, and I think for documentary filmmakers, it's a tough to reconcile sometimes. There's so much attention put on you and your dress and the glamour of the Oscars, and that's sort of hard to reconcile, especially for filmmakers who do social issue documentaries of like, how do I make meaning out of this? And it guarantees the film a big audience. I mean, more people will turn into HBO because they saw us at the Oscars. So, you know, there's no denying that has an impact. And then I think our challenge is really capturing that energy.
Mylan says all kinds of good things have happened to Pinky and her family and her village as a result of the film, but she hopes there's a bigger impact as well.
An awareness of the problem of clefts, that is one of the most common birth defects, but also how simple it is to cure. And, you know, for me as a storyteller on a larger level, just, you know, opening people's minds to really think about how we judge beauty, because Pinky was a beautiful little girl, even with her cleft deformity, and that's not how her society was seen. Her and, you know, she was left out of school and really, you know, left out of the love of her community.
Mylan's film profiles Pinky, but it also documents the work of the organization The Smile Train. Its co-founder is Brian Mullaney. He hopes the Oscar and the film itself will make Americans look outward to the rest of the world. He says Americans are generous, but a huge percentage of what they give each year stays inside the United States.
Because your neighbor doesn't get malaria, and you don't see a little girl with a heinous cleft walking down Fifth Avenue in New York. You never see it. So we're hopeful that this movie will raise Americans' consciousness about the plight of the extremely poor and these children that could be so easily helped. I mean, the surgery we provided this girl costs less than one of Angelina Jolie's shoes.
Mulaney says his inbox is full, the Smile Train's website is exploding with hits, and calls and donations are way up. That's the Oscar bump other related charities are hoping for, too. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.